Last year, the number of Americans who died from drug overdoses averaged almost 300 a day. A growing number of those deaths involved the use of stimulants like cocaine and methamphetamine. And this new wave of the overdose epidemic is taking an especially big toll on Black and Latino men. Lynn Arditti with the Publix Radio in Rhode Island has the story and a warning. It contains a scene of illegal drug use.
Jennifer Dubois says her teenage son, Clifton, didn't think of himself as an opioid user. He took pills.
Because in his eyes, he's doing Adderall, he's doing cocaine, he's not doing heroin. He doesn't do that.
She says that's why he didn't take overdose precautions. One night, he bought a counterfeit pill from a dealer in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. It was sold as Adderall, but laced with fentanyl.
And he thought in his mindset he was doing better because this is a prescription. But he was getting it from off the street.
Clifton Dubois died the next morning. He was 19. Clifton was also Black. By 2020, the year he died, the rate of fatal overdoses among Black men in America had more than tripled. They're casualties of what many call the fourth wave of the opioid epidemic. The first wave was prescription painkillers, the second, heroin, and the third, synthetic opioids like fentanyl. In this fourth wave, stimulants sold on the street are often mixed with fentanyl.
People are going to die today because they buy some cocaine that they don't know has fentanyl in it.
Dr. Jody Rich is an addiction specialist at Brown University. Rhode Island has one of the highest rates of fatal overdoses involving cocaine.
If you're using cocaine every day and then one day it's cocaine plus fentanyl, that could be enough to kill you because you don't have any tolerance.
People who use coke and meth aren't taking precautions that a lot of regular opioid users have learned to do, like carrying the opioid reversal medication Narcan, not using drugs alone, and testing their drugs for fentanyl. Lex Morales works with the Rhode Island Harm Reduction Group Project Weber Renew. He says they get alerts from the state about fentanyl and other contaminants in the drug supply.
We get all that information and we tell our clients, like, this is what's going on. This is what's in the supply right now.
Every morning in downtown Providence, his group's outreach workers go to a bus depot. They hand out Narcan and fentanyl test kits.
They come to the van, they know who we are, and they just grab their supplies and they know.
To test a stimulant for fentanyl, you take a tiny crumb and mix it with a little water. Then you dip in the test strip for a full minute. I wanted to see for myself, so I went to a neighborhood where a lot of drug users hang out. I met a chatty middle-aged Latino man, JR. NPR is using his initials because he uses illegal drugs. JR said he wanted to show me a method he has for smoking crack without overdosing. I followed him around the corner to an empty stairwell. He put a crumb of crack the size of a lentil in his glass pipe. He flicked his lighter and held the flame underneath.
When you do this, when you see that smell, and you see the smoke, just smell. See, that's a guy like... sweet smell, got fentanyl.
He claimed if the cocaine smells sweet, that means it's been mixed with fentanyl. But he said if it doesn't, if it just smells like coke, then he thinks it's fine.
You know what I mean? If it smells coke, you're good.
But you're not good. This method will not work. It's impossible to detect fentanyl by how a drug smells or tastes, and a mistake could be fatal. JR didn't overdose that day. He was lucky. He knows about fentanyl test kits, and he uses them sometimes, but not this time, which shows that getting people to test their drugs every time is going to take a lot more work. For NPR News, I'm Lynn Arditti in Providence, Rhode Island.
The story comes from NPR's partnership between the Publix Radio and KFF Health News.